Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas, this is Life with your hosts, Seth Neiman, Katrina Abbott, and Chris Harlan.
Thank you, Charles, and thank you, slaves and masters. There we go.
That works. That's yes. A good one.
Welcome to the Life bonus show for August 19th, 2011. I said the date right.
You Yay! Did. I'm so proud.
I know. You know, I can't believe it's the 19th of August because
it's not.
It is. It doesn't feel like it is.
No, I agree.
It's like, feels like it's still like the 1st of June to me.
I wish it was the 1st
like,
of June.
Like, you guys start school like
next
Monday.
Week. I know, like 4 or 5 flipping days.
Have fun with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to start school. I'm going to go to my job and enjoy it while you guys are toiling.
You suck.
Horrible toil for you. Today on the bonus show, we are going to be discussing our favorite things. Our favorite things include things like our favorite make and model of car.
Our that favorite, was on there? Oh, I didn't do that one.
Our favorite rickshaw driver.
Our That's
favorite,
not on there.
He's making them up.
Our favorite,
I could do make and model of car, though.
I bet you could. I never use this know. Early in the show, but...
I have a good car, Kate, thanks.
Okay, what is it?
NVIDIA Dodge Charger.
Okay.
A Lamborghini's kind of out of my price range.
Lamborghini. You like Lamborghinis, do you?
I really just like the top drawer. I don't know what they're called. No, it's the doors. I can't think of what they're called.
Oh, the doors that raise like this.
Yeah.
That raise like
I used
up
to know what
instead
they're called.
Of out.
Are you still
yeah, I know what she's talking about.
Okay.
Shut up. Let's just start. I don't want to talk no more.
Let's just get started.
I don't want to talk no more.
Okay. That's kind of hard to do since you're on the radio. Although, it's not for you because you're still surfing the internet. Right?
I'm not. I'm totally on my document.
Oh, sure. You just brought it up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The other website is realitykings.com.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you'll just go there and you'll find out.
Maybe I should do that now. No, because you rip my head
it.
Off.
Do
no,
it right now. Do it.
No, I want to do a show. Well,
too bad.
Okay, what is it?
Realitykings.com.
Oh, God.
This is also for Chris.
Reality.
I already know where this is leading.
Oh, hey, check that out.
Shocker. It's my butt.
I agree to enter the site.
Check out all the stuff we have for naked people.
Only.
Yes, it is.
We keep minors from viewing our sites. How the hell do you keep minors from viewing
Don't they
your
have
site?
A paragraph on there that says, how do we do this?
This entire domain and all of its contents has a voluntary content rating. We have labeled our site with all the following label services. It's a whole bunch of...
Oh, so now all the kitty protection software skips realitykings.com.
I guess.
How could you find that out? Unless you don't have it installed on KTAR.
I have no idea. That's lame.
Okay, now that I've talked that up, we can actually move on.
Okay. I'm glad.
So, our favorite things... We have to make this last an hour.
I don't think that'll be hard.
I don't think so either.
I think it will be.
Well, we were going to talk about why they were our favorites.
I think we should start with some good ones at the beginning.
Okay. Like what?
Like, I think we should do... Let's do video games first.
Okay, let me
How about
find
video
one.
Games?
Okay.
I never get to play this music.
I know. I'm glad you did.
It's only 30 seconds long, though, so it's not going to last.
It's okay. It gave me long enough to find my little thingy.
Okay, video games. Let's find good video game music.
That one was pretty good. That makes me think of, like, Sega.
That's a reader letter music. This is a good one. This is good general just music.
I guess.
Okay. Katrina, what is your... How many did you do, first of all? How many video games did you choose?
Well, one of them has, like, a series, but
okay,
I did
that counts.
Three.
That's fine, because I did a series for movies. So three for Katrina,
three for me.
Chris, and three for Seth.
Yep.
Yes. Woo. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay.
Go for it, Katrina.
So
you're number three. Only okay. You're number three.
Okay. But I'm just gonna clarify. I don't play a lot of games.
Okay.
But
hold
so
on.
Two of my favorites are ones that I completely suck at.
In order to make
like
this
them.
Show last an hour, we're going to preface every announcement like this. Katrina's number three.
My number three is...
Hold on, you've got 5 seconds.
Oh, is...
What is Katrina's number three? People want to know. And it is...
Nazi zombies.
Actually, I've played that game.
Yeah.
That's like Colby's favorite game of all time,
I
Nazi
mean,
zombies.
I usually play it when I'm with my friends, so... I suck at it, but it's kind of fun.
Yes, it is fun. How many rounds have you gotten to before?
I don't know. Not very far.
Two.
Probably. Well, it's
round two.
I'd say more than two, but less than 10.
I always die in the first level.
I do tend to almost always die. My friends are always picking up my slack. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, can't help that.
Chris, do you even know what that is?
No.
No, but she did give me a judgeful look when I said Nazi Zombies. She's like, oh dear.
Nazi Zombies is a legitimate game.
I believe you.
She's giving me the look too.
I know, right? It's okay. We'll judge her.
I'm with you. No banjos coming out during this
one.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Chris, your number three game is
Mario Kart.
Okay, I should just ignore the
I don't care about your damn thing.
She can do it for a number one.
Which Mario Kart?
I don't know, the one for GameCube.
Okay, Mario Kart Double Dash is which that one is.
Double Dash. I haven't played that.
It's the worst one.
No, it's awesome.
The one for the Nintendo 64 is the best Mario Kart.
He thinks everything for the Nintendo 64.
Well, it was
the
original one, so
yeah.
I mean,
it's like, don't you like PlayStation 1 games? It's because they're the best.
Yeah.
Old games are the best.
I even prefer like Sega, just because I remember my cousins always
Sonic on Sega.
Exactly, that's exactly what I was gonna say. Was Sonic on Sega?
Yeah, that game was awesome.
And
yeah, actually, now that she
good.
Mentions Mario Kart, I think I might actually replace something on my list.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that.
That's all right. I don't think
Cheater.
I will. I wouldn't anyway. Actually, I don't think I like it for the memories, as Elvis would say.
That
Elvis died 2 days ago, by the way. 3 days ago, 4 days ago, he died this week. Like 34
the
years
past
ago.
7 days.
So that was my Elvis impression.
That was. We need Colby here for impressions.
Elvis fails.
You think we can call Colby right now and have him do an Elvis impression?
We can try.
Let's try it out.
Okay.
We're going to
I'm
do
down
an
for anything.
Impromptu phone call to Colby, who is now unemployed. Well, he was never employed, so I guess technically he can't be unemployed. But basically, he's doing nothing but sitting on his butt, so he should answer the phone. That's what I'm at least hoping.
Let's hope.
Let's see what happens. He also has a Futurama head. It's pretty great.
It's pretty awesome.
I think I saw it. You had it on the blog. I checked that blog out the other day.
That blog. Only the blog of the company.
Well, I was wondering if I wanted to do one or not.
I thought he picked up. I was getting shocked.
Jizz in your pants.
Answer your phone.
Answer the damn phone.
He's not going to do it.
Answer your phone. Lame.
Hey, what up? It's Colby.
What up?
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up
maybe laugh.
Or press 1 for more options. To send a fax,
okay,
press
a fax?
4 now.
Is it 1995?
Press 5.
You're a crackhead.
Hi, Colby. We tried to call you on the bonus show. If you can call me back in the next...
hour.
50 minutes. We'll answer your phone call. We wanted you to do an impression for us. So, that'd be awesome if you could call us back and just do an impression and then hang up. Okay, bye. There.
Nah.
The over-under on Colby calling? He's not going to.
Yeah, probably not.
I'll turn it on loud, though, just in case he does. Because otherwise...
Watch something else call. Saw someone
I'll put
else
it on
call
silent.
You
I'm putting it up there, actually. There, now I can see it.
There we go.
Okay.
What is your number three?
My number three is... Halo. I liked the original Halo for the Xbox.
Definitely.
Where
not the Reach.
You and like I like the game. A lot of these things on my favorites have are up there because I said have because I was going to say have sentimental value, and then I decided that was more gay than the way I was supposed to say it, which is have like good memories for me. And like the reason Halo is on the list is because like when it came out, whenever that was, 1984 or something. I like played through the entire game on co-op with my cousin, and we like just destroyed a bag of
epic.
Doritos and a 24-pack of Mountain Dew.
And you didn't get a blood clot and die. Congratulations.
No, not yet. It's still coming.
Because that's all they're advertising now is more and more kids dying from playing video games.
I'm really? Sure his blood clot is slowly starting to form.
Yeah, it's in my
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I liked Halo. We played it on Legendary, and we totally beat it.
Legendary.
Which does anyone know how hard that is in this room?
It's
super
hard.
Thank you. Thanks for your enthusiasm over there. Chris has had something in her system today. She's on some type of drug.
I'm really hyper.
It's okay.
And I watch TV like all day at work because Emerson like took a really long nap and it was bad.
It's okay. I've talked the whole day. It's kind of.
I was supposed to go to Target and I couldn't because the key was missing. I know you don't care. You asked for... Well, you said I was hyper, so I...
Yeah, I didn't ask for anything. I just mentioned you were hyper.
Well, I am.
And me and Katrina are just, like, chilling. We're, like, as relaxed as can be. Hi, Katrina. How you doing over there?
Comfy chairs.
How about you? I'm doing pretty good, Dave.
Yeah, comfy chairs are fun.
Yeah. We're just relaxing.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got my feet up.
We've already done 10 minutes. I think we're going to actually run late if we keep
that's
going.
That's why I told you this.
We have how many categories?
I don't know, 40.
A lot. We should probably keep moving.
Katrina, okay. Your number two is...
Just stop it. My number two is, ironically, Halo.
Awesome.
Because I played it all through my senior year and junior year. Basically, I played it in high school
a lot. That makes me feel old.
I played it in high school a lot, and it was fun. I sucked at it, but I like it. It brings back good memories,
It does. Did you eat Doritos and drink Mountain Dew or get a blood clot?
No, I did none of that.
Okay, just checking. Chris, what is your number two?
Rock Band.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know, whatever one we have.
Okay, Rock Band 2.
I forgot to put those. I probably could have.
Yeah, I probably could have put... Well, no, I don't think so. Like, three... I could have done 5 video games, probably.
Yeah.
Mario Kart's 4 and Rock Band is 5.
Rock Band would have at least been my 4, simply because it's more fun than Zombies and Halo, but Zombies and Halo is I play with my 2 good guy friends, so...
Yeah.
It has
I think you
value.
Were like, I play with my good guy friends!
Thank you, Mario.
You're welcome.
Okay, so what is your number 2, Seth?
My number 2 is... I'm not miscounting. The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask.
I never got into that.
That's like the OCD person's dream.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Maybe I should get into that.
All you do is collect... All you do... I almost said... I was about to be like, all you do is collect shit. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm on the radio. And then I was like, oh, wait, I can say shit as much as I want.
Show.
Yeah, all you do is collect shit. That's all you do.
Wow,
it's,
I could
it's
do
awesome.
That.
Well, the game, do you know anything
that's
about it?
That's not for OCD, that's for hoarders.
Okay, well, you still blind.
Yeah, it's still blind.
Do you know what the game is?
No,
okay.
Not really.
Do you know what Zelda is?
I've heard of it a
okay,
lot.
Okay, well, then never fucking
but
mind.
No.
I'm not even going to worry about it. Okay, Katrina, your number one is...
My number one is my Spyro PlayStation 1.
There you go.
Series 1 through 3.
Awesome. Spyro.
Because that takes me back to like grade school, yo.
Yeah. Spyro blows. I know you like it, but...
I know, it's okay. Like, you don't like... That was the first console my brother got. Those are the first games I had.
I'm not a PlayStation person.
It's okay.
It's like Windows and Apple. Like, I just hate Windows because it exists. There's not any legitimate reason.
But I thought you wanted a PlayStation 3.
I do.
What?
Well,
because
okay,
the Blu-ray
goes
player?
Back to your roots. I don't care so much as I get older. It's like, you know, a lot of people growing up hate black people until they get old enough to realize that
it doesn't
they're
matter.
Just people. Yeah. It's like I hated PlayStation with reckless abandon. And then I got older and I'm like, you know, I don't really care. So now I do want a PlayStation 3, but PlayStation, I just hated it because I hated it back then.
That's
so anything that was on it, but I had to admit that Crash Bandicoot was like,
love Crash
was
Bandicoot,
bitching back in the day.
Oh, I love
but
that.
But I had to
I
hate
it.
I had to hate that damn Bandicoot.
Yeah. Touche.
I really want to put that on
game.
A shirt. I had to hate that damn Bandicoot. Okay, whose turn is it, Chris?
Mine.
Okay, Chris, your number one is. No.
Oh. Are you gonna press your button?
There you go.
Soul Calibur 2.
Oh yeah, it's a fighting game.
Yeah.
Trina doesn't know what that
no,
is.
No, I've heard of it. I've just never played it, so I can't visualize
we'll
what
have
it
to
is.
Play that tonight, because that'd
it
be fun.
True.
To do a tournament. I mean, I'll win, but we can do a tournament.
Hey, I beat you every once in a while.
She never beats me.
I beat him every... I beat him at that game sometimes.
She never beats me.
I beat him.
I let her win.
Anyway, no. Your number one, Seth.
My number one is... Oops. That was disappointing. My number one game... is Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Ooh.
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Yes. That's also a game for collectors. There's so much stuff. And I don't actually own that game. I'm telling you, one of the first things to do when I get some more money is buy that damn game.
I don't blame
Even though Chris won't be able to play it because it has too many buttons.
I've played it before.
I'll still play it by myself and it'll be awesome.
I've played it before.
Well, she played it with me and then she couldn't figure it out and she got mad because she lost because she couldn't figure it out and then she just gets angry all night.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's. That's our favorite video games.
Mm-hmm.
I just burped a little. That's why there was silence. I apologize. Let's do something more easily this time.
We have so many categories.
I know.
I hope we get through them all, because it'd be lame if we didn't.
Oh, we're going to.
Okay, good.
Oh, we're going to.
We just have to maybe be a little faster.
You're going to have to, like, cross them off so I know what we've done, because I may
have a pen.
Well, fine. Well, there's got a pencil.
I have them over here.
Well, I want to cross them off. Hand me that pencil.
So we know what we've done.
Why do you need to know?
Because we do.
Whatever.
I'm steering
this
shit.
Pick a category.
Ship. Okay, okay. Let's do favorite non-alky drink. Let's do that first. Kay. These are drinks that don't contain alcohol, a.k.a. worthless.
Okay.
Katrina, what is your number three alky, non-alky drink?
Water.
So exciting.
I actually drink a lot of water.
Actually, I have to... I was about to put water as my number three, too, but then I thought that'd be so lame. I can't do water.
Well, I mean, I understand.
So I put something
else. I knew it'd be lame when I put it, but I'm like, I don't really drink much of anything else.
I'm trying.
I know. I reached into things I only drink, like, parts.
Okay, Chris, your number three non-alky drink.
Apple cider.
That's acceptable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was not expecting something so exotic from her. It's been Kool-Aid.
That makes me think of like cinnamon punch.
That's my favorite like holiday drink. That's what I drink
definitely
for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And my number three non-alky drink is vegetable juice, like V8.
Gross. No, I love V8. If it's like the fruit concentrate with the
no fruit.
Aww,
the fruit in it makes it disgusting.
No, it makes it yummy.
No, the fruit.
I
is
did
horrible.
Not even do V8. I haven't had one of those.
V8 is delicious. I could drink. V8.
I like V8 Splash.
In fact, I have. There was a time where I went on a diet and I just did nothing but drink V8 all day.
Oh, that's not good for you.
Yeah, I don't care. What it's going to do, kill me? I'm already on my way to death.
He already has that.
At least I'll die skinny.
Forming.
In fact, I think that's what I told people back then. We were like, that's horrible for you. You're going to die. And I said, at least I'll die skinny. Which is all that matters.
I said that on every, like, because when you only ate one meal a day, we would be like, that's not good for you. And then you'd be like, at least I'll die skinny.
That's right. I only want four people to have to carry my coffin. I don't want eight. It's just what I'm saying.
It's a good goal to shoot for.
Yes. Katrina, what is your number two non-alky drink?
Juice.
I just juice in general?
Like apple juice,
no particular juice you like more than other juice.
Apple juice is probably my favorite.
Okay. Juice.
Or grape juice.
Juice.
I almost put apple juice on my list as well. And it got beat out by vegetable juice. So there you go. Chris, what is your number two non-alky drink?
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that's less exotic.
I know.
My number two is Crush, but wow. Only in a bottle.
I totally forgot about that.
Crush in a bottle is the best. I could drink that stuff like I drink vegetable juice, which I drink
Fanta.
Like water. Ugh, get out.
I do prefer Fanta.
Fanta ruined all their stuff with those stupid commercials with the Hindu ladies jamming.
Do you want to have Fanta?
Yes, that.
Do you want to have
No, I don't want to hear.
No, my favorite, I'll beat you on that though. I prefer Fanta in a bottle, but like a glass bottle. Glass bottles are the
like
best.
Crush. Glass bottles of Crush. We're going to Dylan's after this. We're getting glass crushes.
Okay.
Awesome.
And then we're going to get liquor.
Okay.
Although it's a Wednesday. I probably shouldn't do that.
It's
Katrina.
Okay. It's Wasted Wednesday.
That's awesome.
I know, right?
Just made trash Thursday and fucked up Friday.
No, it's
slammed Saturday, sauced Sunday, messed up Monday.
Oh, you've got these all wrong.
I'm just making them up.
It's Wasted Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday, fucked up Friday, smash Saturday.
Sweet.
We'll say Slizzard Sunday.
Slizzard?
I just want to.
Slizzard's better than whatever I made up.
Messed up Monday and toasted Tuesday is usually what I had.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
That's an excuse for me to drink every day.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
I approve. Katrina, what is your number one?
Okay, my number one was Dr. Pepper, but I totally forgot. Like, orange soda is like my favorite pop ever.
Orange soda.
I love orange soda. And so I feel like...
Who loves orange soda?
I don't drink pop, or I really don't drink anything. So Dr. Pepper is my go-to pop, and
okay.
Mr. Pibb was a good one.
Mr. Pibb is good.
Mr. Pibb's pretty good.
That's basically Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. I know, that's why, I mean.
Okay, Chris, your number one non-alky drink is?
Iced coffee.
Ooh,
oh, I totally forgot about coffees, period.
I did too.
I mean, I don't think they'd make the list, though, so I guess it's okay. Yeah. But I just completely forgot about an entire segment of drinks.
Well, then there's also, like, you know, teas. You've got your herbal teas.
I love tea.
Yeah.
I thought tea would be on your list.
I was even thinking.
I think I like those three better. Like, coffee, like tea would be number four for me. I don't know if coffee would be number five. I think water would probably be number five.
I think it'd be tea, and then it'd be coffee, and yeah, water would still be at the bottom for me.
Okay.
What's your number one?
My number one is, shocker, Red Bull.
Oh, yeah.
Because I drink that like I drink bottled Crush, which I drink like vegetable juice, which I drink like water.
I like Amp, too. That's totally not
Amp
really
is
related, but
Amp
I like
is,
Amp.
Amp is also good, but that's what I drink at work mainly, because it's $2 for Red Bull and it's $2 for an Amp,
and
but the Amps are 16
amp.
ounces and the Red Bulls are 8,
definitely.
But I get more energy from a Red Bull. So, like, if I'm thirsty, get an amp, and if I'm tired, I get a Red Bull. Red Bulls taste better, in my opinion.
I haven't had a lot of Red Bulls. The one I had wasn't good, but I was also drinking, and I think it was, like, with an aftertaste of a beer or something. So.
Gotcha. Okay, Katrina, let's just keep on rolling. Let's do your number three favorite alky drink, which is short for alcoholic. Number three is...
I have anything mixed. Like, okay. Mostly...
Just
I mean,
mixed drink girl.
I really
put it in front of me and
like,
I'll put it in my mouth.
One of my
if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do. So one of my friends made me this drink, and I wish I could tell you what it was, but it was like a pea. It was like... It's got white rum, like coconut rum in it, and it was like a white... I think it was like a white Russian.
Malibu. Malibu rum is what it would be in it.
I think...
Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I just now remember that.
Katie, on the night my ex-wife got pregnant, she drank an entire bottle of Malibu rum.
Ooh.
Yes.
Probably not so good.
Well, it was good that night.
Apparently.
Wasn't good in the morning. Well, it wasn't good 2 months later. Chris, your number three alky drink.
Grey Goose vodka.
No.
No, it's on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
boo.
It was on my bottom. I put my mixed drinks up.
You mean to do Grey Goose vodka off your bottom? Okay, you don't have to ask me twice. My number three is Kraken rum with root beer, which tastes like drinking chocolate.
I've never tried it.
It's delicious. I shall make you some tonight.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, what's yours?
Duh, because I'm a bartender. I just said mine.
Now
it's your turn.
I have whiskey and orange soda.
Okay. That sounds disgusting, but okay.
Well, I've also had it with Dr. Pepper, and someone told me that it was worse one way or the other. But, I mean, it's just, it's a mixed drink. Like, it's whiskey with something in it, so.
Yeah, whiskey doesn't need to be messed with.
I don't think I've ever had whiskey straight, though.
You have. We had Jameson's that one night when we were machines.
No.
Or did I drink all of the Jameson's?
You all by yourself.
That was when it was just you, me, and Carmen.
That was a Carmen
night. No, you were there because Jameson's was all I had left.
It was because we ran out of vodka or because wasn't much left and we had to share the vodka.
That's right.
And wanted to get fucked up, so you did.
Yeah, I did. And that was the night that you sneezed into your vodka and exploded on your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that did happen.
Chris, your number two favorite alky drink is?
Pucker and Sprite.
Okay, that's another one of my inventions, just
it's
like
true.
The Kraken root beer. I need to come up with names for these.
Yeah.
My number two... Well, why do you like the Sprite and Pucker? You should tell what it tastes like so people listening know.
It tastes like Jolly Rancher, the
You
apple
can't
ones.
Taste the liquor in it at all.
No,
which
you
is
can't.
Why it's great.
That makes sense.
Yes.
It's always good when you
My
can't
number
taste
two
it.
Is Grey Goose.
Vodka.
Just pure Grey Goose. I could drink that stuff like I drink Red Bull, which is
gross.
Like I drink Bottled Crush, like I drink Fetch
Yeah, we get it, baby.
Like water. Okay. I love me some Grey Goose.
Oh, wow.
I talk about alcohol like it's my girlfriend.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry.
Sad face.
It's all right. I love you more when I'm drunk. Katrina, what is your number one favorite alky drink?
Okay, so I had originally like vodka.
Okay.
Like mixed like with anything, but I decided to change it to vodka with Skittles because my friend just introduced that to me today.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
You already had a drink today?
I had two.
What is this?
Yeah.
And she's relaxed.
They're sitting in my fridge right now.
Was it before or after your interview?
It was after.
It was during.
It was before. I needed to loosen up a little. It's true.
Chris, what is your number one alky drink?
A cranberry martini.
I've never heard of that,
but I bet that was good.
Cranberry and liquor is supposed to be superb.
It is.
I've never had it because I'm not a mixed drink person.
I've heard that.
But
I think I've had that before.
It's
not a martini.
I had
cranberry.
It when I was in Denmark.
Well, the reason I have a mixed drink as number three is because the only two things I drink are my one and two.
Your whiskey.
Yeah. That's exactly right. My number one is Johnny Walker Red, which is my go-to.
Johnny Walker.
I drink that like I drink Grey Goose, which is how I drink Red Bull, which I drink like Bottle Crush, which I drink like
Apple
Juice.
Oh my God. Can we get out of drugs? Oh my God.
Over.
I love the Johnny Walker Red. And most people would say, why Johnny Walker Red? Why not go up there, the premium liquors? Because I like the grossness of Johnny Walker Red. I've had the Johnny Walker Black, and I haven't yet tasted the Johnny Walker Blue because I'm a poor person. Alcoholics can't really afford Johnny Walker Blue. But
I've never had that. I've had other whiskeys. I can't think of which ones I've had.
I'm just saying, Johnny Walker Red, they drink it in Mad Men. So if it's good enough for Donald motherfucking Draper, then it's good enough for Seth motherfucking Neiman.
Fair enough.
That's all I'm saying.
Fair
okay.
enough.
Let's do favorite fast food now. Hockey. Katrina, what is your number three? Fast forward.
KFC.
Chicken.
Yep. Nice. I love chicken.
I love me chicken.
Chicken! We don't have chickens.
Chris, what is your number three fast food?
Taco Bell.
What?
Taco yep. Bell.
I can see that.
But she doesn't eat Mexican food.
Seth thinks I hate Mexican food. When in reality, I am
she loves
picky
Taco Bell
about what kind of Mexican I eat.
Like what?
Like, I just don't like things.
None that
like
are short.
Things, no!
I like things that are like covered in cheese and sour cream. I don't like the taste of like plain tortillas by themselves.
Lame. I know, I actually understand that though.
My number three is McDonald's.
That's not even on my list. Chicken, I hate McDonald's.
Chicken motherfucking nuggets.
I hate McDonald's and I hate chicken nuggets. Especially from McDonald's.
She ate my chicken nuggets the other night though.
I did because I was bored and there was nothing else. And I was like, let's eat!
Katrina, what is your number two favorite fast food restaurant?
Burger King.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food from there?
The Junior Burgers.
The Whopper Juniors, you mean?
Yeah. Awesome. I used to get a number one, but that was like always too much food and I'd always like overload.
I remember
so
when a number one was too much food when I was eight. Chris, what's your number two favorite fast food?
Burger King.
Oh, really?
That's really funny.
My number two is Taco Bell.
Ooh.
And I eat it every day.
Really?
It's true. Basically. For lunch.
It's cheap and
well,
it's filling.
Well, it's just down the block.
That's
from
right.
Me,
and
so
it's right by me.
Well, so was there's others like Freddy's Frozen Custard and
that's
then
expensive.
Pizza Hut.
I can get a meal at Burger King or yeah, Taco Bell for $2.
I love Taco Bell's like 89-cent meal because I always get a
yes
chicken burrito.
That's now $1.29. They raised the price.
Sad day.
Well, if you just
I know,
the
that
burrito
extra dime is going to kill me.
I
you
know.
Get just a burrito.
That's no, $1.29 now.
Oh, okay. I guess that was $3 when I got the two of them.
Yeah, so
and I love
go
the five-layer burrito. That one's pretty good.
That's also $1.29 now.
Whatever.
I know. But still, $1.29, that's a lot cheaper than most fast food restaurants. So
and
there
it
you still, go.
It fills it with a lot of crap. So
yes, it does. It's filling. That's why I go there. Chris, what is your number one favorite fast
we
food?
We skipped Katrina.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought we just talked about yours.
Nope, because okay you're talking about your Taco Bell.
Katrina, what is your number one favorite fast food?
My number one favorite fast food is Wendy's.
Oh, barf. Ooh, boo.
Freckle bitches, as my friend calls it.
Freckle bitch. That's awesome.
I know, right? That's why I thought I'd share it with you.
Okay, Chris, what is your number one favorite fast food restaurant?
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
I did.
My number one is Burger King.
Yeah, I kind of saw that one coming.
Yeah, you did. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, let's just run over a couple of these number one things here real quick. Okay. Let's go. Favorite board game. Katrina, go.
You put her on the spot too quickly.
Okay, board game is apples to apples.
Okay, Chris?
Monopoly.
Monopoly.
Lame.
Monopoly is the best game ever.
Whatever.
It is. Favorite card game, go!
Pitch.
Egyptian rat slap.
Poker.
Egyptian rat screw, whatever.
Yeah.
Is that the same as Russian yes rat screw and like?
Yeah, that's
it
exactly
has like
it
9 million names.
The
like,
traditional
like
one is Egyptian rat screw. That is the name of the game.
Okay. Oh, I've heard
that's
the
name
Russian
of the game.
What was yours again?
It's Egyptian. My
no,
favorite
yours
poker. Texas
okay
Hold'em.
I've never figured that one out. I've never played poker.
Oh, we'll play it and okay then we'll own the name.
We'll do that tonight too.
Remember how talk that one time I raped you at poker?
Oh, she raped you.
She did. She raped me right there.
He was sad because he lost.
Aww.
I wasn't.
Okay, next category.
Favorite number, go.
5.
27.
7.
Weird.
Why is your favorite number 5?
Because when you're growing up, it's like 1 through 10. And I was very OCD and I loved like even numbers.
5 is an odd number.
I played that because you couldn't count higher than 5.
You didn't let me finish. No, like in grade school, it was always between 1 and 10.
Yeah.
And 5 was halfway to 10, which cut that in half, or twos. I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck you just said. Chris, what's your favorite number?
27.
Okay, why is your favorite number 27?
I don't know. It's just a good number.
At least
lucky things always like... whenever I have to like pick a lucky number or something, it's like 27 and then good things happen.
My favorite number is 7 and I'll tell you why my favorite number is 7. I have a disease. It's called word vomit. It's what happens
yeah
is just shit comes out of my mouth and
yeah,
I can't stop it.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm throwing random numbers out, it's always 7 or it's 42. I don't know
mine's
why.
It's always 5.
That's what it always is. So 7's my favorite number because I say it all the time. I say it 7 times a day.
Fair enough.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Katrina.
Yeah.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is royal.
Pink. No, blue! Royal?
Royal blue.
Royal blue.
Like bright
I thought
blue.
You were going to go with royal purple, and I was going to be like, oh, really? Chris, favorite color?
Yellow.
No, shit.
I knew that.
And mine is blue. I didn't know we were supposed to get specific. If I was going to get specific, I'd probably say Pacific blue.
Sunshine yellow.
I see. I was thinking bright colors, because I'd love to put it with like lime green and fuchsia.
Oh, God. It's like an eye aneurysm.
I know. That's why I love it.
Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Favorite sport. Number three, Katrina. What is your number three
favorite sport? What order did I put them in? I'm pretty sure I put the two at the top. Softball.
Oh, the sport. Okay. Gotcha.
What else would it have been? Like, the ball? The object?
Chris, what is your number three favorite sport?
Tennis.
Oh, the sport. Never, that didn't work as well.
No.
My number three is golf.
Katrina just died.
Golf?
Yeah.
Really?
I like golf.
Okay.
It's number three.
That's fine.
So I only like three sports, so in the list, it's my fine. Least favorite.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. It's fine.
He's crying inside.
Just
now.
Shot me out of the, like,
what
out
did you
of
think
left
it was
going to
be? What did you think it was
going to
be?
I had no idea. Just not that.
Okay. What's your number two, Katrina?
My number two is Batman.
Batman?
Badminton.
Oh, badminton.
You said it worth the first time.
She said Batman.
That's because I was looking at my
My number two is Batman. How do you spell badminton over there?
Wrong.
I would love to know
Please
how you spell,
spell
it. Hold on. Don't spell it yet. Here we go. Okay, go ahead and give it a spell.
I did spell it.
Spell
it's
it right
B-A-D-M-I-T-T-E-N.
Badminton.
Exactly.
Badminton is B-I-D or B-A-D-M-I-N-T-T-O-N. It's badminton.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say it's wrong.
That was goodness. The first time we debuted your new music.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice.
It was the best.
It was actually
okay, so
good.
Badminton. Whatever. Chris, what is your number two?
Swimming.
Crickets.
I know it's like not really a sport, but I like to watch it in the Olympics, and I like
that
to swim.
Sense.
So.
Okay, my number two really is tennis.
I knew I was expecting that
yes.
one.
Yes, yes.
Then I know you're number one.
And I know you're number one. Your number one is?
Basketball!
Yes.
I love playing it. I love watching it. Just basketball.
Oh, the sport. Chris, what's your number one?
Basketball.
And then mine's basketball, too. That was lame.
Yeah.
No, it's actually kind of cool.
I'm going to change it. My number one favorite is hockey. I love hockey and I love Canada. So, favorite sports teams.
Oh, I didn't do that one.
Oh, we didn't do that one
Hold
because
on,
we decided not to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, let's just make them up. Katrina, who's your favorite basketball team?
K-State.
Chris.
K-State.
Lakers.
Oh, I also like the Miami Heat.
Ooh, what about... Okay, this is going to be really dumb of me. How about the Mavericks? Didn't they, like...
They fucking suck.
Didn't
they beat
like,
the Heat.
Didn't they, like,
Katrina.
You know, win all
they
out?
They did win all
yeah.
out. Yeah.
So Mavericks.
Yeah.
Just despite
way,
you.
Way to go with the
I
team that wins.
She's
Katrina.
The one that likes the Heat.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
I only watch the NBA because college is
I only
on.
Know about the Mavericks is because my friend's from Dallas and she's hardcore about them.
Dirk,
you know, rowdy loud.
Whatever
crowd.
His last name is, Nowitzki, whatever.
Dirk.
I hate him.
Okay, I don't even know who that is.
He looks
he's
like
an amazing
he's Mr. Ed with New Jersey. That's what he.
Okay. He's really funny looking.
Okay, let's move on to something a little more serious now.
We have more at once.
Favorite food. Katrina, what is your number three? Favorite food.
Okay, these are all like number ones, just so you know.
Okay.
But no, my number three is technically my number one. Because number three, I'm just going to put in my own order. My number three is bacon, egg, and tomato sandwich.
That's good.
Thank you. It's delicious.
Yes. You get a little bit of banjo for it, but it's still pretty good.
Heck yes, it's good.
Chris, your number three favorite food?
Asparagus.
What? I did like meals.
I didn't know if we were doing like meals or
I
like
need to get
foods.
Some type of boo on here.
Boo! 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 Asparagus! Boo!
I like asparagus. Shut up.
Okay. My
I like
number
it
three
grilled.
Is my mom's lasagna.
Yeah, you gotta be
because
specific.
Because if it's Stouffer's lasagna, then it yeah. tastes like horse shit.
Tastes like, yeah.
I want my mommy's lasagna, and then it's all good. the damn.
That's
ale.
The way I am with Meatloaf. I hate Meatloaf except for like when this one.
I hate Meatloaf too. His songs blow.
But it's only when one of my friends makes it. Like it's so good.
Yeah, my mom actually. Speaking of my mommy, she makes great Meatloaf as well.
My mommy makes good meatloaf.
I've never called my mom mommy.
I have always called my mom mommy.
Mommy.
Anyway, so
move on to your number two, please, Katrina.
Number
quickly.
Two is steak and baked potatoes. That's okay. It's only gonna get worse from here on out. Just
actually,
wait till my number one.
That's not banjo at all. It's a baked potato that makes it banjo, actually. Yeah. I don't like potatoes. Baked potatoes. I like mashed potatoes and potato salad. I don't like baked potatoes. It's too much fucking work.
You put it in the microwave for 3 minutes and you call it
it's
good.
It's eating it. It's hard. You gotta scoop it out of this devil shell.
That's why you
breaks.
Eat the shell or you peel
oh,
it before.
Fuck you. You don't eat the shell. What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay, fine. Then you peel it before you bake it. How about
my
that?
My name's Katrina and I'm gonna eat
We're
this
never gonna
potato
get through all of
shell.
It's not a shell.
Awesome.
It's the peel. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Anyway, my number.
No, wait,
my
is
oh,
sorry.
Is mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Should have my grandma's mashed potatoes. They're like cum worthy. God, I'm dirty today.
So is mine.
I need
my
to throw some
food.
More F's around today.
My grandma's food is awesome.
Yes. My number two is sushi.
Ooh, I forgot about sushi.
But only
sushi?
Good sushi. Like, Dylan's sushi is trumped by, like, a lot of things. The sushi at Wasabi in Wichita, like,
delicious.
It's like eating sex.
Wow.
It's like if sex could be translated into your mouth hole, that's what it's like. I mean, it can be for some people.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, like, the feeling of intercourse in your
no,
mouth.
No, I understand. That makes me think of... that makes me feel like I should have put, like, sweet and sour chicken on my favorite foods, but I didn't even think of that.
Oh, sweet and sour chicken! What did I bring it to you?
That or little maid. Oh, my God. Okay. I love Chinese food. I should have put that on there somewhere,
okay.
But I didn't.
Your number one
my
favorite
number one,
food
and
is...
And this will be banjo for worthy because
okay, here we
I
go.
Love...
Gearing up.
I love fried chicken or chicken fried steak, but it has to be with white gravy and homemade rolls.
I time those so they go off at the same time.
Love white gravy and I love homemade rolls.
That sounds actually really good. All of your stuff is like, what's the word?
Comfort
food?
Comfort food.
It's just like really good.
Exactly.
Chris, your number one food
is... This
is
what the farm is made for. Oh, that bowl's gonna fall.
Pasta of any kind.
Pasta's good.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you like pasta.
I love pasta.
I do too.
My number one... Steak. Just a good old hunk of meat. Raw. Not raw.
Oh, yeah. Remind me. When I go home this weekend, I'll get steak.
Yeah, I know. I keep wanting to remind you. I remember every time that you come over, I'm just like, we're not going to cook steak tonight, so I never tell you. So, yeah. But, yeah, steak is my favorite. I love steak.
So, then next time when we do a show, I'll just bring it over, and then you just can't cook it without me. Deal?
That sounds awesome.
Deal.
Are you going? Where are you going this weekend?
I'm going home because I have to work.
Are you going Friday night?
Yeah.
Telling you, if you work a Friday night, it's just gonna be me and you. We could cook steak and drink it.
I'd have to go get the steak, though. I mean, I don't have it in my apartment. I have it like at home,
oh,
mom and daddy home.
Damn it!
I know, yeah. But it's the best.
I bet. My parents have cows that they slaughter and delicious.
It's the best. Yep.
Slaughter probably isn't the correct term.
That would really gross a lot of people up. But they have
butcher.
Their own cows that they eat.
Butcher them, not slaughter them.
Yeah.
They go out with an AK-47 and just lay into them.
Slaughter
those
it.
Just kill them cows.
Parts everywhere.
Yes.
Gross.
Hooves in your meat. What the fuck am I doing? Okay. Favorite animal, Katrina, is?
I think I had dog. Yep, dog. I used to be a koala. Why?
My name's Katrina and I love dogs.
What's wrong with a dog?
No, it's just really bland.
I like dogs.
Like there's millions of animals you could choose from and you
like
chose
I know
a dog.
What Chris's is.
What's Chris's? Guess.
It's an owl.
Yup.
I never would have guessed that. That's horrible.
How does he not know my favorite animal?
It's because my brain isn't working.
The other
today.
Day, I was like, Seth, I want a pet owl.
It's true. She does ask that a lot.
I wanted a pet yak, but that's not my favorite
and
animal.
He said every pet I asked for, he would kill one of those animals.
And I did.
We were watching Wild Russia or whatever.
Slaughtered with an AK-47. Anyone want to guess what my favorite animal is? Katrina, what do you think my favorite animal is?
I think I have a guess.
The first
Chris,
animal...
Take in mind, Chris might be able to read and monitor.
I know. Of all the animals that popped into my head, beaver was what popped into my head.
That's my favorite part.
So, No,
I meant vagina.
I mean, and I actually didn't know that that was a catchphrase for it till
Beaver?
Like, the other day. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, I'm sheltered life.
Apparently.
But
you know, all seven names for getting drunk on the weekend.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's because in the country, you got nothing else to do but drink.
But drinking, but no beaver for anyone.
Nope. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. So
badger.
Badger.
It's not a badger. Although that is closer than beaver.
Badger. Mushroom. Badger.
My favorite animal is a tapir.
A tapir.
The majestic of all animals.
That makes it. Oh, I should have done phoenix.
A phoenix ain't a fucking animal.
It's amazing.
My favorite animal is a centurion smith.
Hey, it would be more. I think it'd be more considered more of an animal because it's like a bird.
It's a plane. It's Superman. It's not a real thing.
No shit, Sherlock.
So you can't pick it.
Okay, just move on.
I just did.
Okay, now we have these left. We have our favorite things. We have the favorite feature on us, on someone we're attracted to, and in a friend. We have our favorite memory. We have our favorite sexual position. We have, then the core five, favorite musical artists, favorite albums and favorite songs, favorite movies, and favorite TV shows. Where would we like to start? Shall we start with
I think we should do our core fives last, because those
are
more depth.
I think we should do our favorite things. Katrina. Actually, let's swap it up.
Okay.
Chris, what is your favorite thing?
Comfy pants.
And she's the one that's gets mad at me for always wearing sweats.
I can't think of anything. I'm so, yeah.
She does love comfy pants.
It's true. Like when I come
she
home
always
from like,
comes into
school,
her yoga pants.
Get those comfy pants on.
Katrina, besides farm life, what is your favorite thing?
My favorite thing is my pillow.
Okay.
I've got a little traveling pillow that's gone pretty much everywhere with me.
Oh, that pillow.
That pillow.
Yeah,
that pillow.
Does it smell like anything? Or?
No, I wash it. No, it doesn't smell. No, it
okay.
doesn't smell.
My favorite thing is boobies.
Should have known that.
I love boobies.
Yeah.
Boobies of all sizes and shapes, colors, firmnesses, buoyancy.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay, moving on. Next category.
Ability to
please.
Swish in the gravity.
So, Seth, what is your favorite feature
on
yourself?
My favorite. Well, why don't we start with me? Chris, you go first.
No, we're starting with you.
No, we're not. You saved the host for last.
Fine. Well, I didn't know if we were doing like feature like physical or like.
It doesn't matter. Either
okay.
or.
Well, I did. Eyes was my favorite like physical feature, and then my ability to listen to people was like my favorite like personality.
So
trait.
If you combine those two, you get the blank stare.
Yes.
Like Katrina's talking to me, I'm like, uh huh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Katrina is literally itching her face while I'm doing this monologue with her. Katrina, what is your favorite feature on yourself?
My face.
Face.
Just your face
my
in general.
My bare face here. Yeah, you know, well, I guess more so my eyes. We'll go specific, but yeah.
Okay, my favorite feature on myself is my sense of humor.
That works. Yes. I usually tend to say personality, but...
No, I don't give a shit about the rest of my personality.
No, I mean my personality.
Like. Oh, yours. Oh, fuck, you almost dropped Chris's laptop.
No, there's arms. It's safety.
There's arms.
Don't drop my laptop like you did yours, Katrina.
That was only 7 feet, and that was 2 years ago.
Okay, so what is your favorite feature in a friend, Chris?
Loyalty.
Ooh, that was a good one.
That is a good one. Okay, Katrina, yours.
Their laugh. Ability to laugh.
Do
laugh.
I have a good laugh like this? Just made myself actually laugh. My favorite feature in a friend is their creative passion, which basically means they do what they need to get shit done, and it's in creative in nature.
That's interesting.
About that creative passion.
Actually rather deep in a sense.
That's what I like. I'm not friends with people unless you're doing a show for me. I'm just saying.
True. What does Chris have going? No, I'm kidding.
She bullied her way in here.
Barreled down the door.
We tried to do one episode and then she stabbed us. Okay. Chris, what is your favorite feature in someone you're attracted to?
Seth.
Huge cock.
That they're tall.
Uh-huh. Well, that sucks.
It's in the cock area.
It's important when you're a tall girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Katrina, favorite thing someone you're attracted to?
Their eyes or
listen
their
close,
smile?
Man, who are Googling pictures of Katrina
their
right
smile.
Now.
Their smile.
Their smile. Watch
and their
this.
Their eyes. That's good.
Oh, Katrina's so turned on right now.
I know.
Gag.
And my favorite feature in someone I'm attracted to is tolerance of my work ethic. All of my things are very arrogant, which is,
what
that's
makes
me.
Sense. I mean, yeah. That's you.
It's me.
But I mean, I will admit, like, my favorite feature, I'm not going to lie, what gets my attention the most is muscles. Like, you, like.
Like these babies right here?
Like what you don't possess.
I have tons of muscles.
I know you're muscular, but it's like, being able to at least see the arms.
The muscle.
The arm muscle.
This is muscle. You do know that, right?
I mean, defined.
Oh, like Jersey Shore. So you want to fuck the situation?
No. That's too much. I just want
Dwight Howard.
I want a definition where you like you know there's muscle there, but they're not like always protruding.
I have
all
tons
the time.
Of muscle that are just covered up by fat.
I've heard that so many times by so many different people.
Why is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck them.
I've heard it from them first.
I have muscles
like,
that are just
you.
Covered up by awesomeness. You heard that?
Nope.
They're just covered up by your pillow that you travel with.
Shut up.
Your travel pillow. I could be your favorite thing. I'm a muscular pillow.
That is true. I do use them as a pillow quite
often. And
you're
not creepily that... smile as you lay on me. Like Katrina.
Oh, I'm going to have nightmares. But see, you're not very portable.
Oh, hi. What am I doing? I stopped myself halfway through because I realized I was insulting myself.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
So we got that done.
Katrina, what is your favorite memory?
My favorite memory is this. I don't remember it very well, but okay. All I remember is I was hanging out with my brother.
And I lost my virginity.
Thank you. Way to ruin the punchline, dude. I mean, seriously. No, we were hanging out in his room. And all I remember is us laughing so hard that we both started crying. And pretty much any time I hang out with my brother is pretty fond memory.
Do you not get to hang out with him very often or something?
No, it's just the fact that as we were growing up, we would hardcore fight, like, all the time. And it wasn't until he moved out of the house that we became, like, the best of friends.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You have to keep talking until the words start.
Well, I don't want to.
You have to.
My brother and I are really close. We're best friends. Lame. We actually talk every day for at least 5 minutes.
Yep. Thank you for that moving story, Katrina.
I know.
On 107.1, K-Tard.
K-Tard.
So you talk over the vocals. You gotta have the last word. It ruins it.
I know, I have to have the last word.
I'm just gonna leave space for the last word from now on. That's what
good.
I'll do. Okay. Whose turn is it? Oh, Chris, your favorite memory. Meeting Seth.
No. when I was with...
I just remembered a memory I think is better than the memory and involves meeting things.
I want both, but let Chris talk.
Was when I was in Denmark with my friend Carmen and we went to this really cool bar.
So basically she was just wasted in Denmark. She found her favorite drink and had the best time of her life
in
the bar there.
No, that was two different nights. And I wasn't really wasted. I only had like two drinks. And really, really good ice cream dessert.
I mean, she was drunk.
It was wasted.
And there was a Texas cowboy there who was singing.
A Texas cowboy in Denmark?
Yeah.
Weird.
He told me his whole life story.
Why don't you date him?
Yeah, really. Why don't you go on with Mr. Cowboy?
He was married.
If people who tell you about their life stories turn you on, baby, I've got like 1,000 emails of assholes who email me, your show is so great, it made my life better. And email back, who gives a fuck?
Damn.
I didn't say it turned me on.
Okay.
It was a good night.
My favorite memory is when I got my Nintendo 64 in Christmas of 1996. But... I also remembered something else that is a great memory.
Which
I'm sure Chris...
That reminded me of a second one, so go ahead.
That if Chris does not admit that it's her favorite memory, I may have to break up with her.
Oh,
goodness.
A year and a half ago, we were in a park that had a miniature zoo.
Oh my God, this is the best memory ever.
And there, we were just walking around exploring it. We'd never been there. They have a beaver cage. We happened to be there when the person who was in charge of the maintenance of the zoo... took the beaver out of the cage
and we
got to pet that beaver.
Yeah, best thing ever. I changed my memory. Fuck you, Carmen.
Would you
hold
the
beavers
microphone a little closer to your mouth?
I will.
Hey, at least she's talking into it.
I am happy we at least can hear her. Thank you. That's actually what you're supposed to do when you yell. We must appreciate that. So, yes.
Okay, well, that you made me change mine to when, like, I was 3 or 4, and it's actually on videotape, but it's not how I remember it. Either way, I wake up, and my bed's, like, right by my door, and I go out my door, and there's a kitchen center, And it had, like, everything in it. It was fully stocked. It was great. And then I
My
recently...
My name's Katrina, and I got a plastic kitchen.
It was great. I loved it.
Yes. Some Getting toys for Christmas that you really wanted.
I used the crap out of that
I
thing.
I still have my Nintendo 64.
I still have
up.
My kitchen center.
Bring it over. Let's fucking play with that shit.
Except I never got an easy bake oven.
Oh,
I have
those
an
bitches.
Easy bake oven.
I
my
do.
Favorite present.
I got an easy bake oven. Too.
Of course you did, baby. My favorite present was my Snow White doll. And there was a picture of me, and I'm hugging it, and my cheeks, my whole face is bright red because I was so happy.
Gotta love those days.
I remember I was downstairs, and I was like 12 or however old I was in 1996.
2006.
I was six.
I would have been 10, would have been 5, 15
You would have been 10 or 11.
So I would have been 9 or 10.
Oh, okay. So you are the same age as my brother. I always think you are. You're older. Yeah.
I would have been 9 or 10, one of the two.
Trevor,
and I remember opening up that thing. Look at it and say, Mom, this is the greatest fucking day of my life.
I'm sure that's exactly what you said.
It was.
If
okay.
you did, your mom would have slapped you.
Nope. We had sex. I don't know what I'm saying.
I don't either.
Today's
just stop. Pick a new category.
Okay.
That would help.
Since Katrina had a hard time with movies, those are important to her, we will now do favorite television shows.
Well, I thought we were going to leave those for last.
We are.
We're done. We're
no, we have out. Favorite position.
Yes, of course.
Okay, I guess we can talk about that.
Apparently we were skipping over it.
Well, I forgot. Well, I can decide if I want to save that one for last or if we should just do it now.
Well, I mean, we've got the dirty and the clean version, so, I mean...
We had a clean version.
I did the clean version.
Like, sitting?
Pretty much. It was slouched on the couch is my favorite position.
Okay, I don't have a favorite
relax.
I don't know what the sitting, what a clean position for sex is.
Not for sex, just like a position where
position.
You sit and watch
oh,
TV.
Oh, just for fucking sitting. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, moving on though. We'll save the naughty
position. My favorite clean position is seeing a woman with a broom.
Okay, we're gonna just save the naughty one for last, so let's move on to TV shows.
Okay.
TV shows.
Katrina. No, Chris, what's your number three?
I did five.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did too. Chris, what's your number five?
Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah. Criminal Minds.
Katrina, number five.
Cities of the Underworld.
What the fuck is that?
It's where they travel to places.
Oh, is that the one on History Channel?
Yep.
Where you, like, explore, like, the sewers in France and shit?
Sure. Basically, there's cities that people don't know about because they're underneath the existing cities.
Gotcha. My number five sits in line with Chris's and Katrina's as being lame. My number five is Angel.
Like, no, never mind. I've never seen it.
It's good.
Okay.
It's not like Buffy, where it's about teenagers. You know, it's made for teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Angels, from the second to the last season, was, like, really for adults, which is why it was good. But it also never really found an audience because it was adult-oriented, so teenagers didn't like it. But it also had vampires and shit in it, so
adults
didn't like
it.
But it's really actually amazingly great. So Angel is my number five. Chris, you're number four.
Gossip Girl.
Boo.
Yeah, I know.
Boo.
I had a hard time coming up with five, so I put in my guilty pleasures.
Katrina, number four.
My guilty pleasure. It's a train wreck. I'm addicted. I'm
Jersey
obsessed.
Shore.
It's Jersey Shore.
Oh, yes. I was going to go with Teen Mom.
Actually, I don't judge for Jersey Shore. That show is so bad that it's okay to
it's
watch.
It's so bad. It's addicting. That's why I'm addicted.
It's
like,
not like most reality shows where they're, where they're just shit. Like, Jersey Shore knows that
it's
shit,
shit.
Yeah.
And
that's why it's good.
Shit.
Yeah. My number four is Breaking Bad.
I've heard of that, but
which
I haven't
is
seen it.
Just an incredible masterpiece of television.
Fair enough.
Chris, you're number three.
Mad Men.
That's a great
I've actually
show.
Just gotten into that. It's actually pretty good.
I have every episode.
I was watching it on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Katrina, you're number three.
Is what Chris said. Teen Mom.
Teen
Mom. But the original, like... The original Teen Mom series with, like, Macy and Farrah.
Oh, yeah, all those girls that we knew.
The original one.
Okay.
Well, they did a second one, and that was just crap, and it was trailer trash.
Okay.
More trailer trash.
Okay. Okay, I'll take your word on that.
Trust me.
Okay. Number three for me is also Mad Men.
That was good. I feel like I should get into that
It
one
is.
Now.
It's awesome.
It's really good.
I may just have to... You said you have it on DVD.
No, on
I have
Apple
it on
TV.
I have the first season on DVD.
I might borrow it.
Okay, that's fine.
How many seasons are they into?
Four.
Wow.
Fifth one starts beginning next year.
Okay. Okay, yes. Anyway.
So we have a while to get into it. I am a mix of Donald Draper and Ari Gold.
I don't know who that is, but okay.
Donald Draper's main character. Mad Men Ari Gold is one of the main characters of Entourage.
Okay.
Yes.
I haven't gotten into that either, but my friend did. He like bought all the seasons within a month.
I have all of those seasons. So if you want to borrow those as well, I have for one through six.
I don't think I'll have time to watch them.
They're easy.
It's worth a try.
Okay. Chris, what is your number two as you breathe in the microphone?
Castle.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
You're not missing anything.
Okay.
It's just another standard.
Castle.
It's just another standard cop show.
No, I've
but
heard.
But it has Nathan Fillion.
I've heard of it now that I think about it, because someone was watching it as I passed by, and I was like, oh, okay, whatever.
It's just a cop show. It's like Criminal Minds, but without.
Joe
Montana.
There's so many
but it has
of them.
Esposito.
Just like Monk. They've done so many spinoffs of Monk, like Psych and.
Yes. Exactly. It's like that.
And
it's like just another cop
Wallflowers
show.
Wallflowers or whatever. There's CBS one, whatever. Anyway.
Yes. Katrina, you're number two.
House.
You know what?
Even though it's predictable, I mean, they always save the person, but it's still, it's
really
cool.
I think House might be my number five. Yeah. I haven't seen any of the newer seasons because Chris hasn't ever seen it, so like I got out.
You've never seen House?
I've seen them. I've just never watched like continuously.
That's a show you have to watch continuously.
I just watch it whenever there's a marathon on. Like I've never seen it like season one, season
really?
Two, season three. No,
you're missing out then.
I believe
amazing.
That because there's a lot of stuff that I don't necessarily get, but the other times I do because I've seen so many. I've seen enough.
That
of
show
them.
Really started to get bland, and then it did something I've never seen a show do. It rebooted itself. Like
that makes sense.
The House went to rehab. Like the whole kick was like. He was addicted to drugs and shit.
Yeah.
They took him to rehab, but he got off the drug thing, and it reinvented the show, and then it got good again.
That
and then I stopped
sense.
Watching it. But, yeah, anyway. Chris, right? No, me. My number two is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've been wanting to get into that.
Which is
did.
The funniest show on television, bar none. If you like Seth and Colby, you will like It's Always Sunny, because we basically wrote that show. Our lives are that show. I have said I'm a rock god, and I've said blasted my ass.
I feel like maybe you should sue.
I should, except they have more money, so I would lose.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Chris, your number one favorite television show.
Lost.
Oh, wow, look at that. An appropriate show. We're almost finished with Lost.
It's true.
Almost done with it. Katrina, your number one show.
I don't watch it consecutively, but I love The Soup.
Oh, okay, with Joe McHale.
Joe McHale. I love Joe McHale. I saw him live. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I know he is. He's very funny.
Love him.
My number one is also Lost.
Yeah, I figured.
Great show. Best show on television, as you can tell by his number one spot. We have 3 minutes.
We've got plenty of time.
We do.
We don't have to. I mean, it's a bonus show. They're paying.
Yeah, we can go
a little
bit over
whatever.
It's cool. It's true. And we're getting close to
being done.
We've
got like four categories left.
Yep.
Movies.
Music, I feel like
we should do
a long time on music.
I feel like we should do movies.
Seth is
going to
talk for 12 years.
Then songs and albums.
And artists.
We have artists too.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I'll run the show. Okay, you back off.
I'm just co-hosting here.
Okay.
I'm just giving ideas.
Hold
my
on, creativity.
I gotta
finish chewing on this nut. Go ahead and do movies.
Okay, my number five.
No, do Chris's first.
Okay, Chris, your number five.
My number five is Sense and Sensibility.
Boo!
That's all bad.
I know.
Okay, Winslet one?
Yep. No.
Yeah.
She's
in
it.
No.
Yes.
Katrina.
My number five is Annapolis.
The submarine movie? Or the boat movie?
Yeah. Sailing movie, yes.
What a shock that it's men in uniform. Oh, damn.
This is
my
more
name
fitting,
is Katrina,
though.
And I love men in uniforms. Okay. My number five. I almost read Crack and Rum with Root Beer. I was like, that's not
a great
movie.
Story of your life.
My number five is the Oceans series, 11, 12, and 13. Love those movies. I can watch them on a loop. I watch those movies like I drink Johnny Walker Red, which I drink like Grey Goose.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Okay, my number four movie, moving on, is Up.
Oh, that's a good movie. That's as good as WALL-E. Those two are like the same in my book.
I like Up more than WALL-E, actually.
Me too.
I can see that. Okay, so my number four.
It's a theme from Up.
Yeah, I figured. I knew. Okay, so my number four. Can I talk over it or should I not?
Yeah, go.
Okay, my number four is...
We got 2 minutes, hurry.
Is Becoming Jane or Pride and Prejudice. They're kind of the same thing, so...
Yes, they are.
Boo!
They're epic to me.
I think I threw that movie away.
It's a good heartthrob for me. Anyway, you're number four.
My number four is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Never seen it. Never heard of it.
It was like Jim Carrey's first serious movie. It also has Kate Winslet in it.
Yes, it does.
It's brilliant.
Like, we should watch it.
It's great. I think I own it.
Okay.
I don't think it's up here, though.
Okay, well, then Sarah stole it. I will buy it again.
Okay.
Because it's my number four favorite movie.
And then I will borrow it.
Okay. Well, we'll watch it together. I love that movie, and you'll see me cry, which you'll enjoy. Have you seen me cry anyway?
Nope.
I'm sure I've cried when I was drunk before, right?
Nope.
No. Well, it'll happen.
It's okay because you haven't seen me cry. Neither of you have seen me cry.
We've both seen
That'll
Chris
take
cry.
A while. It'll take a while. True.
Okay, Chris, your number four, five, three.
Three. My number three is Up in the Air.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That is a good movie. Katrina, your number three.
Stick It.
Where?
Gymnastics.
Oh, the movie. Gotcha. Okay.
It's a gymnastic movie.
Oh, goddamn, your movies
it's
are
Bring
dumb.
It On, gymnastic style.
It's lots better of, than Bring It On.
It's a finger bang.
Yes, totally.
I made the most inappropriate
it was one of It was one of Kellan Lutz's first movies.
I don't know who that is.
He's a guy from Twilight.
Emmett.
Gotcha. Okay, my number three movie is The Social Network.
That's a good movie.
That makes sense.
What a shock.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Chris.
My number two is He Loves Me, He Loves Me Not.
I've never seen it. I've never heard of it.
French.
Oh, that's that movie that I guessed the ending to that you told me I would never be able to guess the ending to.
Because you're no one in the history of any of the French classes that I went to had ever guessed the ending to that movie, and Seth did because he's a big turd.
Yeah, I am a big turd.
Nah.
But it's
Katrina,
an awesome movie.
You're number two.
My number two is V for Vendetta.
I've seen that once. I remember it being good.
I own it. You can borrow.
I think I watched it in 2005, so it's been a while.
It's been around.
Yes. My number two is this movie.
Are we supposed to be like saying what it is?
I don't recognize it. It's suspenseful, though.
It's The Ring.
Really?
It is.
Wow. I've got the second one. Do you want it? Because I don't want the second
one. The second one sucks. I left that one in Wichita, too.
No, I think it's up here.
Oh, fuck. And Sarah gave it to me because she hates me. Get rid of that. The second one blows. Have you ever seen the first one?
Yeah, no, I saw the first one. I love the first one. And then somehow I think I accidentally bought the second one on Amazon instead of the first
one. The Ring always throws people for a loop when I tell them it's one of my favorite movies. Because it's a scary movie. And I hate scary movies.
See,
the thing is,
it's not scary.
It's not a scary movie.
Thriller.
It's branded as like this terror horror movie, and it's not. It's a thriller.
Yeah.
And it's made by Gore Verbinski, who's a guy who did probably famous for like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, but he's done like 1,000 other movies that are amazing. And like the whole movie is like a technical marvel where like he shot it all like on
this
film and cut it with film.
For every
I know
song.
This is why we're not able to do music.
I want to change Annapolis to Pirates of the Caribbean because I forgot about them. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. So
which one? The series?
All of them.
Even the fourth one?
I haven't seen the fourth one
either.
Yet.
No, neither. Nope, I've never met anyone that
can
had.
Can we rent that one sometime?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to see it. I just didn't
I know. I just didn't want to go to theaters. My brother saw it without me, so I didn't get to.
That bitch.
I know, right? We saw all the other ones together. Dick.
Okay, anyway. So.
Dick.
My number two is The Ring. Chris, what is your number one movie?
Harry Potter.
Series.
Yeah.
I probably should have put Harry Potter somewhere on my list. No. It doesn't make a cut. It would be in my top 10, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But number six of the movies would be in my top 10, not the series. Number six.
Yeah. Which one was that one?
And then Lord of the Rings would also be in my series, in my top 10 somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lord of the Rings is amazing. Katrina.
My number one is How to Train Your Dragon.
Really?
Yep.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually, it deserves to be on someone's list, unlike every other movie that you mentioned.
Hey, I have good movies for my taste, so you know what? They're good
That's
movies.
True. That's true. My number one movie is Children of Men.
I've seen that's a really good one.
Which is the most depressing movie you will ever watch. True.
Okay, so your list, you need to like rent, Redbox, whatever, and we just need to do movie night next week.
I was,
something.
Every single one of my movies, except for the Ocean series, is on the IMDb Top 100.
Wow.
Which I kind of wear as a badge of honor. I didn't know that until I had already written them down, and then I was looking through the top 100 to see if there's any other movies that were on there. There weren't. Shawshank Redemption is number one.
Ew,
ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Men and their tastes in movies. Okay.
Okay, music-wise, where do you want to start?
I think we should save music.
Well, that's all that's left, baby.
Yeah,
I know,
songs,
but we're already
album,
an hour
artist.
And 5 minutes in here.
What are we going to save it for?
Well, I think like for music, we could actually do like a little bit
a
of
music episode,
of
like
music.
A whole show. Okay.
Well, not
okay.
a whole episode. Maybe what we'll do is we'll do favorites part two, think up some more categories, and then we'll do music at the end instead of movies and TV.
Okay.
Okay.
So are we also just taking out our favorite position?
No, we're going to end with that one.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we even had that one to begin with.
I know. That's why I reminded.
Favorite position.
I'm not doing this one.
I mean, you're not doing it.
No, no. I, as
we've
in,
got
like,
a guest,
first.
Remember?
I want Chris to go first, at least. So I want to know.
Okay.
I had to Google mine, which is why Katrina is.
I'm so curious.
So
about it.
Curious. Apparently, the name of my favorite position is called Deep Impact.
What the hell?
Dude, yeah.
It's where the guy is like off the bed, and then the girl is like on the edge of the bed with her legs up in the air.
You may have to
like
demonstrate.
On
we'll demonstrate it for you.
I can't get
like
a visual.
Like your legs are like on his
She's
shoulder.
Laying on the bed with her on the
her
bed.
Legs in the air.
With her legs
oh,
in the air.
Okay.
In the air, like
okay,
on the guy's shoulders.
And then the man comes in and impacts deeply.
I like yeah, that.
Hey, Katrina, get
like
ready for the
That's
last
like
word. Go.
One. Why? I did Why? That on purpose.
It worked. We finally
I actually didn't know what you meant, and then I remembered, and I was like, why?
Okay. Katrina. Let's guess and think what Katrina's
Yeah, I do want you to guess.
Okay. I believe my guess was just straight up bent over, like, just shove it in there sex.
Like, what, me bent over, like, just standing there? And
no,
any type of bent over.
Yeah.
Okay.
From rear entry, but not in the woohoo.
Well, you'd at least be right about that. I do not like the number two hole, so.
The number two hole. That's an exit, not an entrance.
Exactly. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I like the number two hole, so I don't apply to that. But.
Most guys do, but I do not like it.
Well, I'll make you like What am I doing?
My guess is cowgirl.
That's fitting.
Cowgirl is supposed to be the most pleasurable for women, but I haven't figured out how to do it well yet, so it's not as pleasurable.
Every time you said it, I'm just like, I'll show you. And then I remember what I'm implying.
So this is really creepy of me because Seth was the closest because I kind of
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it was.
I kind of like the doggy style. I hate that I can't see my partner, but I like that. That's what
Chris
I found.
Chris being so quiet and staring at me.
That's because like it's the one that I've enjoy the most aside from the normal lame.
Gotcha.
You know.
Last word.
Manual.
Missionary.
Missionary. Thank you. I knew I was wrong.
My favorite position.
Manual.
My favorite position is also doggy style.
Weird. That's creepy.
It matters. It matters less for me because I can see my partner, unless I'm deformed, which I could be. You don't know. My cock's on my back.
Tail.
It's a tail. I have a tail.
That would explain so much.
Yes. Okay, we've made a horrible error in judgment.
I know.
How do we segue to the end of the show now? Let's play good segue music.
This is not good segue music.
It's the end of the show.
That actually worked a little bit better than I thought it would.
Yes. Okay. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back sometime. I mean, we'll be back next like on Wednesday, but like sometime we'll be back with part two, of our favorite things, which is good because I do actually have a favorite thing for music, but I would like to review them longer because I did just do them today.
Fair enough.
But I did put up in one of my favorite CDs on the drive over here and I was just totally rocking out to it and it was awesome.
Very
nicely done.
Yes. It's like, okay, like you guys are applauding me because I've been crippled my whole life and I can finally move to things.
That's because I'm just like, wow, Seth, you actually did it before the show. I'm impressed.
I know. I actually did
show
crazy.
For once.
I did. So thank you very much, y'all, for listening to this episode live.
Thanks.
Oh, damn it. We will be back on Wednesday with a brand new episode for ye.
Woo!
Email us, life@duo.com.
Y'all come back now. You hear?